I don't know about you, but I've always wondered, what's God like? What does he think? How does he live? Throughout the Old Testament, we can discover who he is. He's the one and only true God. We can also discover what he's done. He's the creator of the heavens, the earth, and everything in it. But what is he like? For thousands of years, the answer to this question was a complete mystery. But 2,000 years ago, God entered our world, and now we have a better picture of what God is like. But the problem for many is that their perception of God has been dictated by their experiences and circumstances. Some grew up in a legalistic system, and every time things go wrong, they think that God is punishing them because of their sins. Others were brought up with a more liberal perception of God. They tend to be more impersonal. They go to church on holidays, maybe Christmas and Easter, but live their lives with little to no relationship with him. Now, the truth is, we all have our own concept of God, but if anyone can tell us what God is really like, that would be Jesus, the Son of God. For it was Jesus himself who said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Presently, although none of us have seen Jesus, the truth is that we have a better understanding of what God is like because he entered into the world. And one of the things that we learned is that pain and suffering are not God's divine punishment. For thousands of years, people believed that pain and suffering was always a direct result of having sinned against God. But on one occasion, Jesus and his disciple came across a man who had been born blind. And his disciples asked, "Whose fault is this, that this man was born blind? Is it the result of his parents' sins or his own sins?" And Jesus answered, "You guys are asking the wrong questions. You're looking for someone to blame instead of looking for what God wants to do. See, now we know that God's concern is not who sinned and caused the pain and suffering in our lives. God is not running around looking for someone to blame. Instead, he's concerned with using the difficult circumstances in our lives as an opportunity to demonstrate how much he cares about us, as an opportunity to demonstrate how much he loves us.